we managed to fly a kite up to 400 feet. It flew out over the stormy Atlantic, surging up and down in the gale and tugging at its 600 feet of aerial wire. The icy rain slashed my face as I watched anxiously. The wind howled around the building, where in a small dark room furnished with a table, one chair and some packing cases, Mr. Kemp sat at the simple receiving set while Mr. Marconi drank a cup of cocoa before taking his turn at listening for the signals which were being transmitted from Paul Dew.
I placed a single earphone to my ear and started listening. The receiver on the table before me was very crude. A few coils and condensers and a coherer. No valves, no amplifiers, not even a crystal.